brother, Harold Cobb, had abducted Mattie, her brother, and her mother when Mattie was only 2 years old. Until recently, she'd thought that Harold Cobb, who'd tormented and abused them, was her father. The best thing that had resulted from the night that his brother, John, had tried to kill her was that she'd discovered these two scumbags were not related to her at all. Since then, at the insistence of her boyfriend, Cole Walker, Timber Creek's only veterinarian and Robo's doctor, Mattie had reunited with her blood relatives through a DNA database. She'd learned of her real father's death, which had occurred the same night she was kidnapped, and she believed that John and Harold Cobb were responsible. Either they'd killed her father themselves, or they'd belonged to the gang who had. Today, she and Detective Hauk would be able to confront John with the evidence they had against him, scarce as it was. Her hope that she could perform well in the interrogation and help Hauk elicit vital information from Cobb had kept her awake last night and set her nerves on edge this morning. Since the authorities, Hauk included, believed her deceased father had been a dirty cop, she feared his case had been placed at lowest priority. Mattie had information, the source of which she couldn't reveal, that her father had been threatened and coerced into working with Cobb and his gang of gunrunners and drug smugglers. Even if she could get Cobb to confess to only that much, it would change the overall picture of the case and help clear her father's name. A plain black sedan glided past and parked up front, close to the gate in a spot reserved for prison personnel. Mattie spotted the white shock of hair that made Detective Jim Hauk easy to recognize. After the driver's side door of the sedan opened, he unfolded his tall, lean frame and exited the vehicle. He wore a navy suit with a light blue shirt and tie. His eyes went directly to Mattie's explorer, telling her he had seen her. He lifted his hand in greeting. Her heart rate picked up as she returned his wave, telling Robo, "I'll be back soon." She left her SUV and clicked the key fob to lock it. Robo sat at the window and watched her as she turned to walk away. She'd been waiting to interview Cobb for months. Detective Hauk had connected with her soon after she'd learned he was working her father's case. But despite promising that he would follow the lead Mattie had given him, he'd become embroiled in another one of his cold cases that had broken wide open and consumed his time until he'd wrapped it up. Though the fact that Hauk had solved his case spoke well of him, the delay had chafed Mattie. But now the day had arrived when it was a go. As she strode toward the detective, Mattie felt her features settling into her cop face. But Hauk smiled a greeting when she approached, so she allowed herself a thin smile in return. She extended her hand, and they exchanged a quick but firm grip that stood for a handshake. "Glad to see you, Detective. Did you have a good flight?" The crow's feet around his slate-colored eyes deepened as he smiled.
"I did. It was uneventful, which is always good."
Hauk's voice was deep and rich, with a quality that Mattie had found soothing when she'd first talked to him on the phone a few months ago. When they met in person soon after, she'd found him to be approachable and interested in her story. He'd been the one to suggest that they interrogate John Cobb together. Mattie saw no reason to continue the chit-chat. "How do you want to work this?"
Hauk's face sobered. "How do you feel this morning? Are you nervous?"
Under the circumstances, it was a legitimate question. Mattie paused, guessing that her response would be important and would figure into how they proceeded. "I'm excited to get a chance to meet with John Cobb face to face. Maybe a little nervous, but that will settle as soon as we start."
"I appreciate your candor."
Hauk turned toward the sidewalk, and together they began walking to the gate.
"I want to start out talking to him alone, and we'll bring you in later. You'll be able to observe behind the mirror."
"All right, but I do want my time with him."
"I understand. When you come into the room, it's important that he sees we're united, that you're a part of this investigation too."
"Sounds good."
"I'll make it clear to him that I'm investigating the shooting death of border guard Douglas Ray out in California, and I'll glean what I can before we introduce you. It should come."